Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 19, Building Your Business Email List. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I help nurture women entrepreneurs build a business that could sell for millions. My goal is to give you methods and strategies to build a million-dollar business that could lead to a multi-million-dollar business. Now let's get started. Today we're going to talk about building your business email list. That is one of the most important and not the easiest challenge in building your business. I like to put this under the assets category. There's 8 different components that you really need to build a million-dollar business and beyond. And one of the components is assets. And a business email list is an asset. Actually, could be one of the larger assets your business has. So that's why it's really, really important that we look to build your email list. In addition to that, it helps you build the relationship. So that actually helps your brand. And it also helps you when you're looking to do an event or anything, you've got potential customers at your fingertips. So I really enjoy having the email list and showing. It's one of my most fun things to do when it comes to actually building an email list. It's really a lot of fun if you do it the right way. So hopefully today I can give you some great tips on how to build your email list. And the number one thing to do is to remember to look at it as a separate entity aside from your business. Look at it as your baby, your child. Just like your business, you're growing the baby from the beginning all the way through. So the very first thing you want to do is for day number one, and when I talk about it, I'm going to give you the first 5 days what you should do to build your email list. And this is part one of building an email list. The first thing you want to do is actually set the number of emails you currently have, even if it's zero, and then you want to actually set the number of emails you'd like to have within the next 30 days. Don't pay attention to if you say 1,000 and you only have zero. Think big. I'm always talking about thinking big. So go ahead and set the number now. Close your eyes for a moment and think about where you are and where you plan to be in 30 days. And actually visualize where you want to be in 30 days with your email list. Think of the numbers of emails you want to have on your email list. When you're able to visualize that, it's definitely going to help us because on day two, we're talking about our internal bar. And that simply means raising the bar internally so that we can visualize and actually believe that we're going to go after the number of emails that we set for our desired number on day number one. If we can't see it, there's no way we can believe it's going to happen. I am a firm believer in visualization. If you can close your eyes and visualize the number of emails you plan on having that you set in day number one, if you can internalize that and change your internal bar, that's going to go a long way with building the email list you're desired to have. I want to stop for a moment and just really emphasize how important it is with building an email list. If you think of a couple of businesses that are out there, they're only built by an email list. Groupon is one of them. It is one of the largest businesses, basically a large email list. And I've known businesses that have sold for millions of dollars because they have an outstanding email list. Some people have up to 1 million subscribers on their email list. And I also want to emphasize, it's not just having the number, but having an active number of subscribers. I'll get into that in series two, because it's about attracting who you want on the email list is going to actually convert to sales and not just numbers. So once we close our eyes, we set our number, we can imagine it, we change our internal bar number on day two. On day three, we want to do the matrix. The matrix is we can't measure. If we can't measure it, we can't improve it. So you have to be able to measure what you want to improve. One of the ways is you want to track where your subscribers are coming from. So you want to go to google.com/analytics. This will actually track your results to make sure that you can see where people are opting in. Now, if you're a little confused on that, just write down google.com/analytics. The purpose of this is you could have a website where you have an opt-in, which is the box that people opt in to sign up for your email list. You could have it on a WordPress blog. You could have it on any sort of document that is an opt-in for your email list. Well, you want to make sure that you can tell if your email list has grown. You want to be able to make sure you can tell where it's grown from, what's working, what's not. Matrix, another large part of growing a multi-million dollar business. Once again, you cannot improve on what you can't measure. So google.com/analytics is very important for tracking where someone is opting in for your email list. So day one, we've set our number. Day two, we've closed our eyes, changed our internal bar, and visualized getting the number that we set on day one. Day three, we've actually started our Google.com analytics. There are lots of ways that you can go in Google and find a step-by-step on how to set your analytics. If you want more information on that, please visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We actually have a program that helps you with that. Day four, very important, which goes with what I mentioned about having the actual number of customers that you have on your list, subscribers. That means that the subscribers you have on your list are active. They are not just someone that's on your list, but they're actually customers that are interested in buying your products or services. So I want you to map out your ideal subscriber, and we call that our avatar, which we've spoken about on our other podcast. Our avatar is our ideal customer, from the age to the gender to the income to the education. Anything and everything you could think of is going to be your ideal customer. This is what you want to write down on day four. You want to map out as much detail as possible who your ideal subscriber is and who you'd like to target. So make this as specific as you can, as if you're looking at the person. Who is your ideal customer? Not who you're attracting or you have been, but who you would like to have on your email list. This is really, really important because you want to make sure your email list is working. It's actually money. There's money in your list if it's done correctly. The list itself is not money. It's who is on your list and what they are doing that leads to you being able to build a million to a multi-million dollar business. Day five is actually coming up with an opt-in offer. Now, when we say an opt-in offer, that means something that is going to make someone opt in to purchase something from your website or opt in to actually get that email address that we're looking for. Back in the day, people opted in all the time because they loved getting emails when it first started 15, however many years ago. AOL, people were so excited when they heard that noise, you've got email. Well, fast forward to 2017, not so excited. They dread almost getting emails because it takes up so much of your time. And we talk about time management, and that's a big piece of growing a million-dollar business, managing your time. You have to control it. Well, part of that big part of controlling is knowing how and when to deal with your emails. And I do go into or have a program with us with 8-Figure Business Coaching on how to actually handle emails, when to do them, when the best time, and all of that. So there's science and an art to emails. But on day five, you want to actually come up with an opt-in offer. Visit some other websites so you can take a look and see what they're offering, because you have to be really, really, really detailed on what you're going to give someone to give them an opt-in offer. We actually have a program where we do a 30-day challenge your email list, building your email from zero to thousands in 30 days. We go day by day by day in building your email list. And each day you have something that you do to build your email list from zero to the desired. And we do take it in sessions, zero to 500, 500 to 1,000, and so on and so forth. If you're interested in building an email list as a part of your email campaign, Visit us again at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We have a step-by-step program that goes into it, and we also do coaching on building your email list. So now we've gone from day one to day five. We set our number, raised our internal bar. We've gone to Google so we can get our matrix and track. We've mapped out our ideal subscriber, and we've come up with a great opt-in offer. When we're on day five, we're going to stop here on day five. And once again, understand that email marketing is still one of the best ways to build a relationship with your customers more than any other way. And the other thing that I love about it is it's actually your list. It's not a borrowed list. It's not a list through AdWords. It's your actual list. It's not a list you've paid for. You own that list. So it's one of the best ways to build a relationship and to actually build assets in your business. So I really hope that this information was informative for you, insightful, and impactful. I'd love it if you join me next week for part two of building our email list. We'll go through day 6 through 15 on next Thursday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd love if you join me. We also love it if you would visit us on social media, which is Facebook at 8 Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8 Figure Coach. And we'd love it if you subscribe to our channel, which is 8 Figure Business Coach Show, and if you leave a comment. If you have any other suggestions on any other topics you'd like to see covered, please drop us a line at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. We'd love sharing information. Hopefully, you'll join us next week and have a fantastic week.